We turn now to politics back here in the U.S. In the fall, President Trump announced the so-called DACA program, which gives protection to immigrants brought to this country illegally as children, would end, effective today. But that deadline has been delayed for now. Lisa Desjardins lays out where things stand.
Everywhere we go!
For dozens of protesters marching toward the U.S. Capitol in support of so-called Dreamers, this was not a silent deadline.
We are the immigrants!
But it was only a symbolic one, as their issue sits in limbo. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced last fall the DACA program would end by March 5th unless Congress acted.
We firmly believe this is the responsible path.
But Congress has not acted, despite flurries of meetings, including one where President Donald Trump seemed to embrace compromise.
Let's see if we can get something done.
Two days later, he rejected the leading bipartisan deal. Democrats tried a three-day government shutdown over the issue. The result? No action.
The motion is not agreed to.
Instead, the action has been in the courts. In January and February, two different federal judges temporarily blocked the Trump administration's plans, leaving DACA in operation for now, while lawsuits are pending. Those now sit with an appeals court, which the Supreme Court is waiting for and encouraged to act expeditiously. Some in Congress were looking to the next funding deadline, March 23rd, as the next potential DACA showdown. But today, the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, indicated this time his party won't tie immigration to the spending bill.
I don't think that's going to include these other topics. I think it's going to be focused exclusively on spending.
In the meantime, some 21,000 previous DACA recipients failed to reapply on time and now have no status. In all, nearly 800,000 people have been in the DACA program. For now, most of them are safe from deportation, but not one knows how long that will last. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.